Now, I want us to come to the first chapter here, and we have the introduction, and that's in the first 10 verses. And in this, why you have the salutation is a cool greeting in the first 5 verses, and then the subject is stated, and it's a warm declamation in verses 6 through 10 here at the beginning. Now, as we have already said, Galatians is God's polemic against legalism of every and any description. Now, the law is not discredited here. It's not despised. It's not disregarded. Its majesty, its perfection, its demands, its fullness, and purpose are maintained. Yet these very qualities make it utterly impossible for man to come this route to God. Another way is open to us, which entirely bypasses the law, for man to be justified before God. The new route's by faith. Justification by faith is the theme with the emphasis upon faith. And this statement from Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith, is quoted in the 3 major epistles, Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. And in the epistle to the Romans, the emphasis is upon the just, justification. In Hebrews 11:39, it's quoted again. And in the epistle to the Hebrews, the emphasis is upon the just shall live, and it's upon shall live. And in Galatians 3:11, where it's quoted, the emphasis is upon by faith, so that you have 3 points of emphasis. The just in Romans shall live in Hebrews by faith in Galatians. And we find here, as we get into this, that Paul is really warm when he begins writing this epistle. So there have been 2 methods that have been used by those that have attacked the gospel. They attempt to add something to it, and then they attempt to discredit the man who preaches the gospel. As we've said before, the method of Satan today is to not attack the Bible with a frontal attack. As you know, that in warfare, that's not always a good method, unless you have superior forces. And the way that you do is not to make a frontal attack, but a side attack. You bivouac. You deploy your troops, and you come from other angles. Well, the enemy today doesn't make a frontal attack on the Bible. The attack is made always subtly, and it's generally made upon the man who's preaching the Word of God. And that's the reason the fundamentalist has been attacked so bitterly today. Man said to me the other day, said, "I understand that you're a fundamentalist." And I said, "Yes." And he laughed, and he said, "Well, you know, I've always thought about the fundamentalists as they're no fun, and they always meddling." Well, and he laughed. He thought that was new. Well, I've heard that ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I've heard that expression, and wasn't new at all. Well, that is always the attitude, that you're somehow another, as one man said, you're an intellectual obscurantist. Now, I don't know what that is, but it's not good. And that's the method that's used today. And you find out that they're going to make an attack upon Paul and upon his apostleship, upon his authority, and that's the way it starts out. Paul is defending his apostleship here at the very beginning, and it's a very cool greeting to those people that he had led to the Lord and established the churches there, and he visited them on every one of his missionary journeys.